In the name of the triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, my brothers and sisters in the Lord Jesus Christ. Our culture finds it so very hard to allow the scriptures to speak for themselves. But then, to be charitable, it's not just the scriptures, is it? Pretty much all of human history is being sifted through a biased and immediate cultural perspective at the moment. It's sad to think of how many terrible mistakes we are going to make and how many people are likely to be harmed in many ways because history always does repeat itself. When you change history to suit the moment, there will always be consequences, and likely dire consequences. Our lesson from Paul's letter to the Romans today offers us an example of how our culture struggles to listen. When you hear, those who are led by the Spirit of God are sons of God, followed by a clarification of what a good thing, by contrast to slavery, the spirit of sonship is, do you hear gender issues bubbling to the surface? Actually, you should, but not for the reasons our current culture would have you get your hackles raised. Paul is not demeaning anyone here. It's just the opposite. Every woman who originally heard or read these words of their God communicated through his apostle would have been positively stunned by his eternal words here. I really should explain. In the Greco-Roman culture that was dominant in the moment and in the region where these believers who first received these words from God lived, women had virtually no rights or status. It was usually illegal for a woman to own anything, to inherit anything, or hold any position of authority outside a household led by a man who was either her father, her brother, her husband, or some other authority figure over her. I hope that is enough to paint the picture for you, because I want to talk about God now and his response to all of this. God came to these women, and through his apostle, and in this chapter of Romans, he told them in so many words, I am going to treat you like sons. I am going to treat every single soul that comes to believe in me as equal sons and heirs even of all that I have prepared for you to know and experience in my eternal kingdom. I've planned all of this for all of you equally and equitably, men and women, since before I ever spoke one creating word. Much to the contrast of how he is painted by our culture, the only true eternal and triune God of the scriptures is not a sexist who demeans women and creates a second-class status by gender in his kingdom. No, it's just the opposite. The treatment and the defining of the genders by cultures through time and place have pushed these issues all over the map of human relationship possibilities. But the eternal God has stood at the center of his creation, offering true equality to every human soul. His eternal Son, Jesus Christ, is the firstborn son and heir of all his human creation. Every other soul, man or woman, who ever believes in the Savior God and his saving promises as presented in Scripture will be forever an equal heir of every last eternal blessing our brother Jesus has won for us through his holy life, his innocent death, and his triumphant resurrection. It boggles the mind to contemplate just how very different the God of the Scriptures actually is from the way his world has chosen to see and understand him. But that's just the point. Humanity has always struggled to understand God because our intellect is so limited. So instead of allowing God to slowly open our minds through his word over the course of our lives, to understand him to the degree we each may be able to understand him through a lifetime spent listening to him and studying his word, we generally take the much easier way out. We decide what we are going to believe about God, and let that be that for whatever outcome we hope will result. God doesn't want us to be unsure of who he is, how much he loves us, or how we can spend eternity with him. So he reveals himself quite openly in scriptures like this. Because those who are led by the Spirit of God are sons of God. For you did not receive a spirit that makes you a slave again to fear, but you received the Spirit of sonship. And by him we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit himself testifies with our spirit that we are God's children. Now, if we are children, then we are heirs, heirs of God and co-heirs with Christ, if indeed we share in his sufferings in order that we may also share in his glory. You and I, no matter our gender, age, skin pigment, ethnicity, social or economic status, if we are led by the Spirit of God through the Word of our God, then we are God's sons, God's children. And all three members of the Trinity play their unique role in making that happen. What Paul references briefly here, we recite in detail every time we speak together a creed in worship. Today we will use a portion of the Athanasian Creed to do that. But the length and the precision of the creed isn't the point. What our triune God has done and continues to do for us, in us, and through us, that is the point. The Holy Spirit desires to live in us and through the Word assure us every moment of every day of our status as God's children. He wants us to understand just how dearly our Heavenly Father desires that we embrace him, that we cry out to him in every need to take our hand and to draw us close. The use of the word Abba here would picture for us the Father's desire to not only draw us close to him, but right on up onto his lap to hold us tight and safe until whatever storm is threatening us is over. And then Paul adds the absolute stunner. Paul adds the specific reason why our Father God wants you and me to live and to be so close to him. We are his heirs. That's right. Everything that God has ever done for you and ever will do for you is about you living in his presence, at peace with him forever, enjoying everything that is his. Wow. The moment you were born into this world, the family you were born into, the color of your hair, your eyes, the sound of your laugh, every last thing that makes you uniquely you was all about your being an eternal heir of the Creator God. But far more importantly, everything that God has ever done to make sure that you heard his saving word, that you were washed in his bath of forgiveness and life, that you eat and drink of his body and blood, that you gather with fellow believers to worship, study, encourage one another, and offer each other accountability. All of that is about you growing to understand better and embrace your inheritance through trusting the triune God as your Savior God. And like every inheritance should be, there are no strings attached to your eternal inheritance in God's family. Everything that is yours as an heir is given to you as a gift. Everything is secured by a generation that has gone before you. Specifically in this case, the ancestor securing everything for you is Jesus Christ. He is your big, older brother who, while just as human as you and I, was also God. He humbled himself in obedience to God's law and equally to every one of our needs, and did everything necessary through his living and dying to secure the forgiveness of your every sin and your eternally permanent place in God's family. Heaven is literally yours. These last weeks, from Palm Sunday through Pentecost Sunday, we have seen the Holy Spirit at work. What amazing knowledge, skill, and power our God has. There is no detail overlooked or underestimated. Every prophecy and every requirement has been completely fulfilled with flawless precision. Now redemption is available as the family inheritance for every last soul who believes. Sounds too good to be true? Sure, it would, if it was only me or any other ordinary sinful human being talking and promising. But I'm only sharing with you what the eternal Creator God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit has made sure that you would hear as His promise to you. You are God's child. You are an eternal heir of the triune God. Go ahead. Be speechlessly amazed that God would choose you. And then live your life every day until you receive your inheritance in full, with no doubt of any kind of your status as a cherished heir in God's eternal family. Amen. Grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To Him be the glory both now and forever. Amen.